Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
The Burt Show. She is 23 years old. She is about to start her second year teaching, and she's trying to make a difference in the school she grew up in. She needs your help clearing her wish list.
Teachers, need help with your classroom needs? Let the Burt Show fam help clear your wish list.
This is the first time we're doing this year. We do it every single year. So if you know a teacher that doesn't even listen to the Burt Show, we don't care about that. Mm-hmm. We don't want them spending one penny on their own school supply. So send them to theburtshow.com. They will leave a message for us telling them all about themselves, about their situation. And then what we're hoping is some of you guys that are listening right now will go to our website and then start paying for some of these items on their wish list. This is Louisa Addy from High Point Elementary School right here in Sandy Springs.
Hey everyone, my name is Louisa Addy, also known as Miss Addy, to an amazing group of upcoming first graders. I teach right in the heart of Sandy Springs at High Point Elementary School. I owe so much to that little school as I attended first through fifth grade. I loved it so much that I knew as soon as I graduated college exactly where I wanted to start my career. I'm only 23 years old on a teacher's salary, and I'm just trying to make it in the big city. One of the most financial burdens that comes with being a teacher is that beginning of the school year list. Trying to make sure that all your students are prepared for the upcoming school year and have all the necessary materials to learn everything that they need to be successful. So that's why I'm coming to you to ask for help. I'm asking for help to clear my wish list to make sure that all of my students have all the necessary materials that they need to thrive this upcoming school year. Yes, of course, I have all the basics, the pencils, the folders, the paper, all that good stuff. But you might also see some silly stuff on there, like a porch goose that I plan to use as my classroom pet to not only teach kids about responsibility, but also put a smile on their face every day. So I appreciate the Burt Show and the Burt Show family for everything that you guys do for all of the teachers across the state. But I'm asking for your help to clear my wish list to make this the best year yet. Thank you guys so much. Love you, Burt Show.
Okay, all I know is this. If I was sending my first grader to her, I'd feel pretty damn good about that every single morning. Yeah. She sounds so enthusiastic and so into it.
She still has energy.
She still has energy.
She's a newbie with energy. And when it comes to the porch goose, because I pulled up her wish list and I'm looking at the items on there. By the way, tons of stuff under $10, even some stuff that's $5, like Kleenexes. She also has a school year snack fund because she's teaching a Title I school. And these are schools for low-income families or at risk of academic failure. And a lot of time those kids are coming to school hungry. So the teachers like to have snacks there for the kiddos, which I think is amazing. But the porch goose, my God, if you are an elder millennial or if you are Gen X, you grew up in the 90s, our mothers were obsessed with geese. I don't know what it was that the goose had a chokehold on the moms of the 90s, but like It was an aesthetic that you find in the kitchen. We had a porch goose on our actual porch that mom put a little like bonnet on it. So when I saw porch goose, I'm like, oh, it's taking every ounce of my being not to buy that right now.
Kristen, did you see right beside the porch goose, there are outfits for the porch goose for like all the holidays during the school year.
So the kids, because their class pet is going to be the porch goose, it's going to get dressed up for Valentine's Day and St. Patty's Day and the 4th of July and for Halloween and Thanksgiving.
Fits.
Yes, Santa porch goose looking pretty fit as well.
There is something delightfully meta about a goose dressing up as a turkey.
Yeah. You know? But yeah, there's all kinds of great stuff on there. And again, she sounds so pumped and so energetic. And I think this first grade class is going to have an awesome year with her. So if you want to check out her wish list, this is all going underneath our 100 Days of Good Goes Round. You click on that link and you'll be able to find her registry.
And if you're new here, we're not asking you to go on there and buy every item.
No.
We're asking like some of you guys just to buy one or two for maybe less than $20. And then maybe we come back here on Monday and we go, oh my God, we clear that wish list. And if you're paying attention to the news, you know that our country is not very education friendly right now. So teachers are going to really, really need your help. So let's start here with Louisa while she still has energy and enthusiasm. Go to theburtshow.com.
The Burt Show.